This is Adam Shake with Simple Earth Media. So I'm driving to work today, and I'm kind of thinking about my own past. And for a long time, I was in law enforcement, and one of the things that we had on the wall of the station was the word pigs. You know, cops are often called pigs, and it was an acronym that we used for pride, integrity, guts, and service. And that got me thinking of the common law enforcement phrase to protect and defend. You've probably seen it on the sides of police cars. And that got me thinking about environmentalism and how environmentalism is almost like law enforcement. But instead of protect and defend, a lot of it is protect, defend, and preserve. So I started thinking about, you know, that phrase from an environmental standpoint. How do we protect our environment? How do we prevent the destruction of our environment? And how do we preserve our natural resources for future generations? There's been a lot of talk about life cycles of products, but no one really talks about the life cycles of natural resources. We've always said that environmentalism is not about saving the environment. You know, the planet's going to spin on with or without us. The planet is going to heal itself given enough time, and it's not about protecting a tree, the North American pika, or the spotted owl. It's about protecting ourselves, because we will not continue to spin on if we continue trashing our house. Environmentalism is about protection. Protection of the environment protects ourselves. Prevention. How do we prevent the rape and destruction of our environment? Prevention has a lot to do with activism, and activism is all about stopping the corporations who have a need to destroy our environment. Corporations who must, by the nature of the corporation itself, destroy the environment for its own profits. Activism is about getting out there. It's about doing something. It's about talking about the problems. It's about talking to the corporations. It's about writing to the corporations. It's about calling out the corporations and the individuals like Massey Energy and Don Blankenship in West Virginia, who stripped the mountaintops, and companies like this who are responsible for 100% of the fish tested in American streams that have lead in them from coal-burning power plants. Corporations who are responsible for the deaths of 120,000 Americans every single year as a result of breathing fine particulate matter from coal-burning power plants. Preservation. How do we preserve? A lot of that has to do with protection, but preservation is also a lot about things like ANWR, areas of Alaska that have high concentrations of oil. It's making sure that they're not open to public corporations. It's not about saving the caribou in Alaska. It's about preserving those natural resources for future generations. Oil, it's used and it's needed. You know, you'll hear a lot of environmentalists talking about oil and how we need to stop using oil. I'm not saying that we should completely stop using oil, especially overnight. We can't. But right now, 75% of the oil consumption in the United States goes towards transportation. What we need to do is we need to lower that percentage. What we need to do is we need to take that oil that's in the ground and we need to save it for future generations so that they can use it for things like pharmaceuticals, so they can use it for things like plastics, so they can use it for things like roads and all those things that make our lives livable. What happens when you don't preserve? Let's look at copper for just a second. If you took all the copper in the planet and divided it by three, one-third of it has already been used and discarded, most of it laying in landfills. One-third is being used right now, and one-third is still in the ground. This means that two-thirds have already been used or are being used, and most of this has occurred in just the last 100 years. Protect, prevent, preserve. That's what it's all about. That's what environmentalism is all about, and that's what we need to start thinking about. This is Adam Shake from Simple Earth Media.